The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast, Dr. Taz. Superwoman Wellness.
Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to Superwoman Wellness. On every episode of this show, we will uncover the secrets to being superpowered and being the superwoman you are meant to be. Today, joining me is a very special guest. I have with me David Sandoval. David is Purium's co-founder and visionary and has made it his life's mission to change the world for better. From nutrition and the environment to domestic violence and poverty, David has advocated on behalf of many causes. He's invited people into his home to personally help them get healthy, lose weight, or achieve their goals. And through his mentorship program, he has inspired all kinds of people, including celebrities, to get out in the world and make a difference. Dave founded Purium in his post-riot Long Beach with Gandhi's philosophy, be the change you wish to see in the world. Oh my goodness, I love that. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Taz. It's great to be here.
Well, I am thrilled you're here. And one of your books, I think this is your latest book, is The Toxin That Came to Dinner. So you're about to hit probably something that has bothered me for a while now in practice. Talk to us about our toxic load, some of the toxins that are appearing, and what you believe is a single toxin that might be the greatest threat to our health and prosperity today.
Well, we thank you so much. And yeah, we do. We live in a very toxic world. I don't think that we are as aware of that as we really, really should be. And it almost seems like we've talked about it for so long that we've forgotten that it's important. And I want to remind everybody that it needs to be the most important thing. We literally are seeing unprecedented levels of birth defects, unprecedented levels of disease. We have viruses and drug-resistant bacteria and threats to our health that just did not exist 50 years ago and had never existed on this planet. And the way that we have been disrupting our DNA, the way that we've been disrupting the way that our body functions is almost to a tipping point where there may not be a point of no return. And I do want to warn people.
I know. I was speaking to somebody recently and they were saying that if we don't change, if we don't do something, then we have the real possibilities of extincting ourselves, putting ourselves into extinction, essentially, within the next 100 years. Is that what you're concerned about? Is that your fear? Is that what you're sort of seeing?
It's not only my fear. I wrote a paper about it more than 30 years ago. It was called the extinction of our species and how it will happen. And everything that I predicted is coming true. The erosion of sperm and the ability of, people to even become pregnant, much less when they do become pregnant, the disruptions to their DNA and the suffering that their children are having, that for the very first time, we have entire generations who grew up in a chemical world, you see. We have entire generations that are impacted. Before we could look to our older people and say, see, it's not so bad, but you have to remember they spent their formative years in a clean world. Right. And it's only now that from the very time a child is born, from the time its mother conceives, that the mother herself is a toxic, and please forgive me, can become a toxic breeding ground for disruptions to the genetics of their children. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm really not. I'm not in the blame game. I'm in the solution game. So let me tell you, when you get a moment, when you have a chance, let me tell you about that single toxin that has permeated our environment and has disrupted our genetic material and is threatening our very existence. And it's real. And this isn't a movie. You know, this isn't a plot from some super villain, on a series. This is real. It's happening in our world. And the evidence is truly all around us.
So disturbing. And I can just back that up and say what we and other predators like me see day in and day out in practice is exactly that, rising and escalating rates of inflammation, autism, infertility, male infertility, you name it. It's a different disease world and disease management world than what was there 50 years ago. And it's super frustrating as a physician to not be able to have all the tools at hand to help these people when they're coming in with these conditions that are probably environmentally induced. What is that single toxin? I know everybody out there is wondering, what is that single toxin that you think is disrupting our humanity today? What do you think it is?
You know, if it was just what I thought, it just wouldn't matter. But it's not what I think. It's what we have proven over and over with multiple scientific studies, and that is that an agricultural chemical that is now found in over 75% of our food and is used in our front yards and our backyards, in our schools, on our highways, and in our parks. It's called glyphosate, and we know it better as Roundup. It's advertised on TV as though it's a miracle. They see people spraying it on television around their homes, even though on the label it says you cannot be near this stuff for 2 full days after it's been sprayed. And so the problem is, I just want to tell you guys, the problem is that history is repeating itself. In the 1960s, another agricultural chemical called DDT caused such severe damage that it literally wiped out species. It caused birth defects in children. It caused multiple thousands of diseases and deaths before it was taken off of the market. And even now, it continues to be used in India and Mexico, where we oftentimes import our food from. So the main problem is that this chemical, glyphosate, the chemical found in Roundup, the active ingredient, cannot be removed once it's been used. So whatever it comes in contact with, it stays on. If you come in contact with it, it gets into and on to you. It's like glue. It doesn't go away. It can't be washed off. It can't be cooked off. It doesn't evaporate. And it literally is designed to destroy organisms. That's what its purpose is. And when it gets into our body, these delicate organisms in our gut microbiome, these delicate organisms that we call friendly bacteria, these delicate organisms that regulate. And if you don't know, we have more organisms in our body than cells by far.
Right.
And so when we begin to kill the organisms, then they are supporting the cells in so many ways. And then those cells begin to suffer as well. The last thing I'll say is that when those organisms die, the delicate villi that do all of the work in our digestion begin to die as well. And these gut issues, whether it be leaky gut or whatever you want to call it, they are the reason for the massive inflammation that's leading to the severe arthritis, autism, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases, are very much contributing to them. I shouldn't say leading to them, contributing to them. And so, yes, there is a clear and present danger to our health. Yes, humanity is at risk. And yes, we have to spread the word and do something about it.
And glyphosate was introduced about 50 years ago. Is that when it entered farming practices?
You're exactly right. In the 1980s, actually, it began to be used. And when we saw the use of glyphosate was near zero, we also saw the rates of autism, Alzheimer's, and autoimmune diseases were down in that low, low point, less than 1% type of thing. And now, with the rise of glyphosate, with the dramatic rise of glyphosate, with it doubling between the 80s and the 90s, those conditions doubled. When it doubled between the 90s and 2000s, those conditions doubled. When it skyrocketed between 2000 and 2016, those conditions skyrocketed in lockstep, which means there's a direct correlation to the rise in each of these conditions. It's in my book. I've got charts. I've got evidence. I've got science galore. And if you look in that little booklet, because I made it short, I made it 60 or 80 pages, I don't remember, but it's very short, so you could get the information really fast. I see a lot of really thick books that people never finish. I want someone to read every page of mine. I want them to digest it, no pun intended. And I want them to act upon the information to save themselves, to save the people they love, because it has come down to that. If you knew that the people you loved were being poisoned, you would do something about it.
Absolutely.
I knew that all of you and everybody I love is being poisoned, and I had to do something about it.
How did you stumble on this? I'm just curious. How did you become aware of it? And I have a million questions, but how did you become aware of this issue to begin with? For me, it's happening in the exam room, right? Because I'm seeing all this stuff that I know is toxicity is a big component of, but how did you become aware of this?
It started with my fight against genetically modified organisms. I was looking for all the evidence that genetically modified organisms were hurting us. And it kept pointing to, yeah, that may be true, and genetically modified organisms may really, really suck. But the truth is that it's the chemical that was designed, the chemical that works in conjunction, the chemical that works side by side with genetically modified organisms that was created simply to allow genetically modified organisms to be the only thing that could live in a field. It wasn't the genetically modified organisms I had to go to war against right now. The clear and present danger was the chemical, not the GMOs, but the GMO chemical. So all of those symbols on your food that say non-GMO, they look really nice, but they don't say non-glyphosate, because the dirty little secret is that non-genetically modified foods are now using glyphosate as weed killers and desiccants in the field of most of our wheat, our oats, especially our wheat and our oats and our barley and our rye are being desiccated with this glyphosate just weeks before people eat them. And it is criminal, in my opinion. And so what I found was that all of this, these rising rates of conditions that I couldn't seem to solve, and all of these, I would saturate people's bodies with massive amounts of raw organic nutrients, and they would throw up. And I'd say, no, this can't be right. Your body does not reject good food. And then I found out that those people who were rejecting good food could not absorb it because they had leaky guts and they had SIBO, chronic intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I know you know what that means, but most people don't. And this SIBO is, as a clinician, I know you can see it's rising dramatically as we speak. And we don't drink enough alcohol or even take enough antibiotics to justify that rise statistically. It has to be the chemical.
What about organic, Dave? If something's labeled organic, is it still exposed to glyphosate? I get asked that question all the time.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I have to tell you, we cannot allow the cheaters to change our attitude. There was a company that was fined and put out of business because they lied about their organic oats and barley, because they grew organic in one field and non-organic across the way. And they said, oh, we can sell this non-organic for a lot more money. Let's fudge the records. But we caught them, because that's what organic does. We check records. So someone might get away for a minute, but we are going to catch them, because every bit that's sold has to be labeled, bottled, and counted. And so, no, organic is the safest haven, even though occasionally there is a cheater. It is the safest haven you could find. And remember, 100 years ago, all food was organic. There were zero agricultural chemicals, zero chemical fertilizers. 100 years ago, all food was organic, and none of these diseases that are rampant today were rampant then or even noticed then.
Do you get any comfort from that landmark case that just happened recently, where I believe a gentleman was awarded by the jury damages for glyphosate as being the cause of his cancer? Are you encouraged by that? What do you think the future is? It just feels like you're up against a big giant and a big political machine. Is that hope for some of us that are really advocating against this?
Okay, let's get real for a second. Okay. It'll be 20 years before we're able to get this chemical off the market. In nature, plants will block, and then they'll suppress, and then they'll repair. In other words, they'll do everything they can to avoid something, to avoid damage, then they'll mitigate the damage, then they'll repair the damage. They do that with phytochemicals, and they do it with, with thorns or thick skin. They do whatever they can to repel something that might hurt them. But once something hurts them, they have to repair it. Humans are the same. I would love to repel the glyphosate, take it off the market, have it disappear, have it no longer be a threat. That's not going to happen. I would love to have everyone eat 100% organic and never go out in public where they can drink water or breathe air or walk on grass that was treated with glyphosate. That isn't going to happen for a while either. So what I had to do is I had to turn myself to, how do we clean the glyphosate out of our body? How do we block it from harming us if we happen to eat it? How do we repair the damage that it's done? So I had to turn to suppressing and repairing. And we were very blessed to have an ingredient that was brought to us that was created by an award-winning, a Nobel Prize-winning laureate. the no less than the inventor discoverer of vitamin C. We put that ingredient that repairs the gut with other ingredients that purge the toxin with an ingredient that grabs and holds the toxin and guides it out of your body. So we have four ingredients in a product that was specifically designed to clean glyphosate from our system, and it's been clinically proven in preclinical trials, double-blind and placebo-controlled, to do that dramatically, effectively, and really, really in a way that they could save lives. And so
that's amazing.
We lift the glyphosate out of your tissue, we bind it, we remove it from your body, we feed the gut, and then we restore the growth of villi. So it's a revolutionary product. I believe it's going to save millions and millions of lives. It has just come on the market. It is selling like wildfire because everyone who uses it feels the immediate results. We have people take one pill, and they're like, wow, I just took my second bowel movement of the day, and I've never taken two a day in months. So people saying, I'm now having regular bowel movements, and they look healthier than they've ever looked. And when you see that your gut is working again, when you feel that your gut is working again, when you know that that second brain has been restored, it feels good. Now, I'm just going to tell you three of the benefits, because I know we don't have a lot of time, and people want to know, what's it going to do for me? Well, the first thing that you have to understand is that you are going to feel better emotionally, because your serotonin, the hormone that makes you feel happy, the hormone that makes you, you know, joyous and that keeps you from getting depressed, is called serotonin. It's created in that gut that I'm telling you about. Over 70, potentially up to 90% of the serotonin produced in your body is produced in your gut. And when your gut is dying, you will not produce serotonin. You tend to get depressed. You tend to get, less optimistic about the future, and maybe even a little confrontational. That happens when you don't have serotonin. When you have serotonin, harmony, joy, optimism, and happiness happen. And I'm serious about that. The second thing is your immune system is triggered from your gut, not your brain. And little things that have been bothering you, little colds and flus and things like that, seasonal allergies that typically wouldn't bother you that have been, you know, having constipation or gas or bloating, those things are going to go away. The first thing people tell me is, oh my God, my bloated stomach went flat. I haven't had a flat stomach in a long, long time in my life. And then the last thing I want to tell you is that neurotransmissions, foggy brain, like really thinking clearly, you could notice that almost immediately. When you stop letting all of that, that auto intoxication, like happens when you're pregnant, you know, that auto intoxication that can be really, really serious and cause a threat to the mother's life. Well, that happens to everybody to a small extent today because of something called leaky gut. And as a clinician, I know that you know that that's true, but we need to convince our audience that they could have this huge, massive uptick in their health. And the last thing I want to say, because this is the thing that everybody could understand, C-reactive protein. Maybe everybody doesn't know what glyphosate is, but C-reactive protein is something everybody knows. It's the thing that if you have a lot of it, you're going to get a heart attack. You're going to have heart disease. You're going to have some type of autoimmune disease. You're going to have some type of arthritic condition. You're going to have something go wrong when you have a lot of C-reactive protein, because C-reactive protein is a biomarker that says that your body has a lot of inflammatory stuff in it. So the C-reactive protein goes around and marks off stuff that it needs to get rid of. It's like a little marker, and it marks stuff, and then our body comes and cleans all that stuff out. When we have too much C-reactive protein, it marks stuff it's not supposed to, and that leads to our body, actually our immune system, doing stuff it's not supposed to because it's hyperactivated by all of this, you know, C-reactive protein activity. We reduce the inflammation. The corresponding C-reactive protein drops by 75%. Now, you would have to get chelation therapy for 3 years probably before you could get C-reactive protein down 75%. Right. And that is not a pleasant, it's not inexpensive, and it is not without side effects. So I know I've spoke a lot.
Oh my goodness.
The most effective and least expensive way to reduce C-reactive protein, and we are the only way to get rid of this toxic chemical that's killing Americans as we speak.
Well, I'm right there with you. I've seen this in practice over and over again. Dave, what is the name of the product? I know my audience is asking that question. What is the name of the product if they are looking for it?
It's called Biome Medic, B-I-O-M-E, like your gut microbiome, and then Medic, like a doctor. It's the doctor for your gut, Biome Medic.
Interesting. And then, you know, since so much of my audience, you know, we're women, we have children, we may have more children, we have daughters, you know, when you talk about the mother as being a toxic environment, I just want them to be able, if you told them to do three things preconception, before they even thought about getting pregnant, attempted to get pregnant, what would you tell them?
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for asking. Yes, this is vitally important because my research shows that the mother will evacuate chemicals from her fluids into, obviously, the fluids of the baby. This is something we all know. If those fluids have toxic chemicals that are not harming the mother because she is fully developed, they will still harm the baby who is going to be in the developmental process. And so, you know, a tree doesn't get hurt by the wind that you know, a sprout would. And so the bottom line is that when we detoxify our body, we need to get rid of heavy metals like lead, mercury, you know, aluminum, those things. And that's going to be done with chlorella and zeolite. Mm-hmm. Purim has a fantastic and really highly affordable chlorella and zeolite. These are going to clean out heavy metal toxicity from the body. The next thing is the Biome Medic. The Biome Medic is going to work really, really hard, and it's going to restore the immune response to the body and stop chemicals from leaking into the gut fluids so that they will not harm the fetus of the baby. And then the third thing, remember, you must have enough folate. You have to have enough folate. Do not take folic acid. It could lead to colon cancer later in life. Folate comes from green vegetables. Get enough folic acid. Get enough of these things that come from fresh greens, and you're going to have a very, very healthy baby. Green babies are the healthiest babies.
I love it. Green babies. I love that. Green.
Your body and build your immune system.
I might have to stop with that. That might be the winning quote. Green babies are healthy babies. I think that's amazing. This has been such important information. I am so happy to know you and know the work that you're doing. I know that I have a lot more questions. I'm sure my audience does as well. The book is The Toxin That Came to Dinner. Is that the best resource for all of us to turn to? How else can we connect with you and the work you're doing? And honestly, how else can we make a difference out in the world and really change the dialogue and the conversation around this?
Have to tap into. I'm so blessed to be speaking to mothers right now. I don't know why, but there's something that there's this energy rising. I call it grandmother energy. Every time a girl is born, I see her as the mother of seven generations of our children.
Yes. I agree.
And so this grandmother energy, this knowledge that we are the mother to the next seven generations means that we can't live for ourselves in this generation. So I'm looking to women to save us. I'm looking to women to bring that mother energy, that grandmother energy, to bring that healing that this planet needs. And, you know, we've got to stop doing things just because they were done before. And we've got to start changing this world. And it starts with moms because they're who inspire us. If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here today. I never would have experienced love, joy, happiness, or pain. And all of those things have made me who I am. So I just want moms to step into their power. I want moms to have their voices heard. I want them to become the protectors of this planet, of our food, of our children. Because it just seems like my brothers, they're failing us. I'll just be honest with you.
You and I are on such the same page. Thank you so much for joining me. The book, again, everyone who's listening today, is The Toxin That Came to Dinner. I'm with Dave Sandoval. Important information for all of us. We are going to determine the future of seven generations. We as women are responsible, honestly, for saving our planet and ourselves. So thank you so much, Dave, for joining me. For everybody else, thanks for listening to this episode of Superwoman Wellness. If you have questions about today's show, feel free to connect with me on Instagram or Facebook. It's at Dr. Taz MD. And if you're trying to find your power, take the power type quiz at drtaz.com. Thank you so much. And until next time.